This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jill Stein is a complete idiot. Her recount campaign has nothing to do with electoral integrity. It's a vicious assault on the very bedrock of democracy itself.
This is not being done to benefit one candidate at the expense of the other.
Really? Is that why all the recounts are taking place only in states that Trump won? Why not a single recount in a blue state that Hillary narrowly won? Jill, Trump won Pennsylvania by 78,000 votes, while Clinton won New Hampshire by less than 3,000 votes. She won Minnesota by less than 44,000 votes and Nevada by around 26,000 votes. Smaller margins than Trump won Pennsylvania in every case. Why no recount in any of those states? Why a recount in Michigan, which doesn't even use electronic voting machines? None of their systems are even connected to the internet. Both Stein and Hillary Clinton's campaign admit they have no proof whatsoever of any fraud. But Jill's only doing this because she really cares about democracy. In fact, Jill cares so much about democracy that she spent the last few days fawning over someone who spent his entire life sending democracy activists to gulags.
Fidel Castro was a symbol of the struggle for justice in the shadow of empire. Presente.
So you're calling for electoral integrity while praising a dictator who ruled for half a century without a proper election.
Americans deserve fair, transparent elections.
You're saying Americans deserve fair, transparent elections while genuflecting over someone who presided over a one-party state for 50 years. Give me a break. Hey, Jill. Cuba's last election seemed a little bit fishy. How about a recount there? And while you're at it, why don't you audit California and find out how many illegal aliens voted for Hillary? That's not going to happen, is it, Jill? Because this has nothing to do with electoral integrity. It's about you remaining relevant, having failed to get barely 1% of the vote. It's about you fooling people into giving you a ton of money for something disguised as a recount, which when you read the fine print actually says the surplus money is going straight into the Green Party's back pocket. It's about you trying to regain lefty street cred by doing Hillary's dirty work for her. It's about the left trying to delegitimize Trump's presidency before it even begins by stripping him of his electoral college margin of victory, forcing Congress to directly select Trump. So all the butthurt, "Hillary won the popular vote," morons can go out and riot again, full of contrived righteous indignation. Unless they engage in brazen fraud, Trump is still going to be president. But given that the recounts probably won't even be done in time, they're going to use this to disrupt the Electoral College vote before December 19th. Oh, and isn't it just rich that the raised corpse of Hillary, "Only people who hate democracy challenge election results," Clinton, is now hovering in the background of all this. Maybe November Hillary should have listened to October Hillary.
To say you won't respect the results of the election, that is a direct threat to our democracy. Look, some people are sore losers and, you know, we just gotta keep going.
The same hag who lectured us about being sore losers refused to even concede to Trump on election night until Obama basically forced her to. She also reneged on a deal with Trump to concede within 15 minutes of the Associated Press announcing the winner. Now George Soros, globalist despot who specializes in overthrowing democratically elected governments, has been connected to the recount campaign. Well, imagine my shock. Listen, don't think that just because Trump won the presidency, they're actually going to let him become president without a fight. The political elite don't play by the rules. The rioting, hateful, butthurt, intolerant left are their attack dogs. They're perfectly willing to trash democracy when the result doesn't go their way. Look at Brexit. Nearly 6 months later, they're still doing everything to sabotage it. Between now and January, we have a massive battle on our hands. Listen up, Jill. We know you have complete contempt for democracy. We know you're bought and paid for by Team Hillary. We know you're a lying piece of... Why not just admit the real reasons for all this and stop pretending it's about electoral integrity while you simultaneously praise dictators who once imprisoned and killed those who actually fought for electoral integrity? Take your George Soros money, go back to being a political failure, and stop being used as a pawn to overturn the democratic will of the American people. people.
Well done, Paul Watson. Well done. All the latest straight ahead on this Tuesday edition.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We're live, 29th day of November, on this Tuesday global transmission.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And here's the latest from the Communist News Network, their latest fake news.
Biggest racist, misogynist feel legitimized and justified by this election, which is why I hope that Donald Trump does much more to lower the temperature. This election was like boiling water. When you put water to boil and the thing starts to bubble, once you turn off the stove, it still takes a long time for that water to go back to being room temperature. Anything and everything that Donald Trump can do to get us back to room temperature, to get us back to a more civil area, he should be doing. And that includes not tweeting out. Not tweeting angry tweets against Jeff Saloni, our colleague, or CNN, or Hamilton cast, or whatever. You know what I mean? Look, when a two-year-old throws a tantrum, he throws himself on the floor and he starts kicking and screaming. When 70-year-old Donald Trump throws a tantrum, he goes to Twitter. It's time that somebody give him his medication. He has tweeted out five tweets against CNN in the last hour. This is
a man who's got 4,000 positions to fill, a cabinet to fill, intelligence briefings to attend, and he's tweeted out 13 tweets against inexistent voter fraud and the recount, 5 tweets against CNN and Jeff Zeleny. Come on, you're president-elect. Dude, you won. You're president-elect. Act like it.
Are we living on the same planet as that lady? I mean, this is what CNN does. Trump counters the continued, over-the-top, bald-faced lies about him. Thank God we have a president that doesn't have a filter through a bunch of political wonks. That's what they're scared of. The whole bureaucracy, the ruling class, the fifth estate that's been running this country into the ground is in total panic mode right now. Lying, cheating, stealing, misrepresenting like they've never done before. And the new talking point is that Donald Trump needs medication. As soon as I saw this last night, I thought, I wonder what else they're up to. So I went and I Googled Trump and clicked news. And surprise, surprise, guess what I got? The new talking point had gone out. These people are so controlled that everything they do is put out by the think tanks, and they all go out and parrot it, thinking it has a bigger effect. How to keep Trump from becoming president. 25th Amendment could declare Republican mentally unfit. That's in the Washington Post, International Business Times. It's just everywhere. Meanwhile, the folks that are mentally unfit to rule are the people at CNN that won't let you wear a cross but have women wear hijabs. They're the people that, as we speak this morning, are still asking about the Ohio State attack that they're still, as of last night, calling a gun attack. And here's the headline. Investigators search for motive in Ohio State University campus attack. Gee, he was an Islamist's pledge to ISIS from Somalia. That's been out since yesterday. But not when you go to News One or CNN. Why? Oh, if he'd been some right winger like that idiot at the South Carolina church, it would have been the collective guilt of every white person that he shot and killed 9 people. But because it's another jihadi. I don't get the thing with Somalis, man. They are like the very favorite group to ship in by the government. 98,799 Somali refugees settled in the U.S. since 9/11. The Republicans have been behind it for much of the time, I should add. Charlotte area ISIS suspect expected to plead guilty to terrorism-related charges. That's just a little side issue. 85 languages spoken in Buffalo, New York schools, as Buffalo News basically describes it as the Tower of Babel. No one can learn anything. It's just total collapse, which is the Balkanization plan. Don't make anybody accept English, which, by the way, is the global language. It's the number one language you should learn, then Chinese, then Spanish. Those are the three you need. People try to learn French. No offense to the French. That's the dead language. They don't let it expand. They don't let new words in. English is a mongrel language, so it expands. It's dominant. It's the master language. It will be spoken if humans survive on distant star bases. Nothing else. English is it. Just so everybody knows. Because English is not even a language. It is a master language. It's 4 different Germanic languages. It's several Romance languages. Then it's got Viking, Northern European languages, and they've even found Asian base words. And that was Old English. That's why English takes over, because it isn't a language. It's a mongrel fusion. It's the ultimate mutt. That's why nothing can top English. It's one of the hardest languages to learn as well. But at its base, it's a Germanic language. It is the dominant language. Let's just get that out for everybody. And I don't care what language was dominant, but people are like, oh, have your kids learn French. I'm like, they're going to learn Spanish. They live in Texas. My kids are like, well, I want to take, you know, German. I'm like, sweetheart, you ain't going to be needing German. Okay, let's get that. What about French? No, we're not going to take French. Well, the French teacher's real nice. That's nice. You're going to learn Spanish right now. You need to learn. If you live in North America, you need to learn English and then Spanish. If you live globally, you want to learn English, Spanish, and Chinese. I don't want to digress. It's just These are facts. These are not conspiracy theories. I know I'm a commoner, just an average guy with a giant 40 million, you know, a week listenership now. I'm not supposed to, you know, give you my views. Only CNN can, but I'm just laying out the facts here. WikiLeaks has released more than 500,000 U.S. diplomatic cables. We're going to be going over that. State's first locally transmitted Zika virus found in South Texas. Boy, isn't that great. Now, that's not even our top stories. That's just that particular stack, because we don't know why another Somali went and stabbed a bunch of people. Why? We just have no idea. There's a motive, even though he's running around screaming, Allah Akbar. Now, I've got so much to get to. Before I get into massive censorship, let me hit this first. Just let everybody know where we stand. There's Quantcast, there's Digital Vision, there's a lot of different internet rating services that mainly use a fusion of Google Analytics and other platforms. And ad agencies really want these numbers, so these are some of the most accurate numbers. When you look at something like Alexa, it had decent numbers, but still a small sampling, so it wasn't one of the better ones to look at even 10 years ago for advertisers, and ad agencies weren't using it 10 years ago. When Bezos, 2.5 years ago, had it delist basically any libertarian or conservative site by 80% on one day, people just quit using it. See, he destroyed himself. You can only have censorship if there's censorship across the board. You can't have it just in a spot here, a spot there. You automatically discredit yourself. So when I mentioned the ratings, we're 126 on Quantcast. That's much bigger than BBC or the New York Times. And I looked at Quantcast and I compared to our Google Analytics, and I said, well, we're even higher on our Google Analytics. We're like 80-something. And I said, it's weird. I said, Drudge is in the top 10, according to our Google Analytics, if we run his numbers. Which we don't have a lot of time to do this, but I could sit back there all day doing it. We have the access to supercomputers. That's what Google is. And we're partners with it. I'm honest about that. Partners with the devil. Be able to, you know, stare into the eye of Sauron and understand what's happening. I said, you know, Drudge is bigger than that. And I said this a few weeks ago. Well, Digital Vision has done their own analysis, and Drudge is number one in news, but number three on the web total, only after what, ESPN and MSN, because MSN has a bunch of email accounts and other people on it. So Drudge is number three in the world total. And I'm not kissing Drudge's butt. I just wanted to be accurate, because our own analysis showed Drudge in the top 10 and showed us at 80-something. This has him at number three total and has us at 84, which, like I told you 2 weeks ago, see, we're pretty accurate with our IT people and third parties looking at the numbers just because we want to know. But what you really take away from all of this is that mainstream media, I mean, every site, is in free fall, and anything that's outside of that, including independent left-wing sites, you name it, are also going up. So it's not just conservative libertarians that are going up. It is anybody that people see as basically unfiltered, like Donald Trump. You know, he just got elected in the landslide of the presidency. But look at DrudgeReport.com right now. Next off that Cadillac ad. Boom! Drudge tops election month coverage. 1.7 million views, best of 21 years. That feels really good, doesn't it? Because if I've seen 100 articles, I'm not going to exaggerate. Without looking in the last 15 years, I have seen an assault level. I mean, it's got to be 1,000 articles saying that Drudge doesn't have any viewers or any visitors, and that Drudge is a big joke, and Drudge is over, and Drudge is old, and blah, 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 blah. As I could go to the Google Analytics or any other rating service and see Drudge only going up. And they do that to us, too. It's like the Mark Twain quote, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. This is what the fake news media does. They're the ones that told you Obamacare was free. They were the ones that told you there were WMDs in Iraq. They were the ones that blamed Iraq and all the Saudis for 9/11. They're the ones that tell you the family's bad and that gun crime's up when it's not. They're a pack of criminal liars trying to lie to you. Do we occasionally, once a week, put out some article that's wrong, and I'm calling people going, this is BS, get it down now. Absolutely, we make mistakes. And I run around neurotically trying to fix it because I really want to be accurate. And sometimes with stuff we say, it's taken out of context. So I got to be careful about that. But that's the media doing that. It's not my fault. But still, I got to be careful. But when it just comes to them declaring that they're the arbiters and they decide, the Washington Post yesterday, we come back, we're talking about this briefly, they get another news. And to their credit, even Rolling Stone came out and said it was bad. The Guardian said it was bad. Put out this giant list of things they say aren't real news and should be shut down, including Drudge Report and InfoWars. And this is a total blacklist. It's beyond McCarthyism. So this is how desperate they are, because we're much bigger than them. So we have to keep declaring that, or folks won't understand what's happening. We've already beat them intellectually. Now we've got to remove them politically. Stay with us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Up and trucking. About 2 days before the election, I played this song. And I said, you watch, Donald J. Trump's going to win on that Sunday edition. You got to let that hammer down, folks. Never mind them brakes.
Let it all hang out, cause we got to run.
It is the animating contest of liberty that makes us alive.
And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Look back in life, it's those fights were the best time, weren't they? Not that they were fun, but they made you who you are. You just get stronger and stronger. And what they're really scared of is that as you progress and become stronger, you transcend their control. You know, I love the end of this song, but I don't want to sit here and play the whole thing. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Another way to say it is the woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I've got miles to go before I sleep. Can we skip ahead to the end where he goes, "Old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on your tail, and he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. So drop that hammer down and give it hell." Little old Mr. Reed. All right, I talked to some famous guitarists that say that that little part there at the end, that almost no one else but Jerry Reed could play that. That little bit of banjo he does at the end, nobody else could figure out how to actually play that. I mean, nobody. I think maybe Jimi Hendrix might have been able to do it. Okay, where to start, where to begin, ladies and gentlemen, in this little short segment. You know, I was thinking during the break why I love Donald Trump despite all his problems, and believe me, I got some too, but I'll be honest, I got some problems with him. It's that he trolls the mainstream media that's been trolling us forever. He stands up to all these discredited nobodies, and he gives it back to them. And then he beats them. And that's what's exciting about it. But they had so many news articles yesterday, when I say hundreds, that's conservative, attacking Trump, saying, "Trump's been fact-checked. He's incorrect. Why, no illegals voted. And no dead people voted." I even saw news articles going, "Trump's crazy. He thinks dead people voted." Again, that's preying on their readers, preying on their viewers. When you say dead people registered to vote, you mean people are voting with the names of dead people. No one's saying dead people are voting. PolitiFact. Oh, they're the ones that told us Obamacare was a great deal. Donald Trump pants on fire claim that millions of illegals cost him popular victory vote. No, you've just got California and six other states that let illegals, or it's more than that, that let illegals vote without driver's license. It's seven states that passed laws that went to the governor's desk in 2015 and 16 to let illegals vote, but it violated federal law, so they couldn't. So out of one side of their mouth, they're saying, "We want the illegals to vote and come on to vote." We have a Democratic strategist on video with Project Veritas, three different ones. We have the head of the Elections Commission saying, "Oh, they're busting people around with dead people's names and illegals voting over and over again. It's horrible." And what does the mayor do? He removes that guy last week for telling the truth. And then they just say, PolitiFact, there's no proof. They caught illegals and other people voting repeatedly all from Florida to Colorado. But PolitiFact, oh, that won the Pulitzer Prize. Ooh, is that like the Peace Prize for Henry Kissinger starting all those wars? Is that another joke? So the reality is that they've had pants on fire about me. What they do is they misrepresent what I've even said. Yes, I'm saying the unthinkable. Mainstream media rigs things. They rig the debates. They rig the national polls. It's all come out in the WikiLeaks. The New York Times colluded with the Obama administration and Hillary to target people with false stories, to cover up other stories. We have them. It's done. And so they think we're just going to go away after the election, 3 weeks after, and they're going to announce a fake news initiative and shut all of us down and try to censor us. It's not going to work. Because people see through them. And there are all these new liberty-based sites that are so intuitive, so smart, so informed, just exploding everywhere. And all these new personalities on Facebook and Twitter and all these new radio shows. It's beautiful. My dream is coming true. And I'm not here tooting my horn, but I want you to know the power of human vision. When you study history, when you've experienced things, when you've lived it. I saw a renaissance of new media coming. I saw, if we warned people about globalism with their own quotes about a worldwide corporate plan for total enslavement, that humanity would respond. And independent media responded, and good people inside our own government agencies responded. I never thought they'd be MVPs, but I just state the facts. They were the key to all this. And just so many other great things happening. It turns out we stood up to evil and other folks joined us.
Now, again, we haven't won the whole war yet, but we are kicking their butt. We got them down, and we are putting the boots to their ribs. I mean, we're breaking ribs every day, folks. We are putting a permanent hurt on them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And by the way, the New World Order is taking us on an express elevator straight to Hades. I want to get off of it. But we got to admit where we're going when we're trying to surround. Now, you know there's a zeitgeist going on when Kit Daniels, like 15 minutes ago, at the start of the last break, runs up and he says, hey, this is a big article, and I meant to get to it last second, but I didn't. Then Biggs runs up and has already shot a video about it. I had Jesse Ventura calling me this morning out of the town to call him back going, oh, there's your hero, Trump, Alex. Calling for arrested people to burn the American flag. And I was just thinking, you're supporting, I don't want to get in a fight with Ventura, but give me a break, man. You're supporting Ventura that killed hundreds of thousands. I mean, you're supporting Fidel Castro, Ventura. You're saying he's a great guy. I don't support arresting people to flag burn because it's their First Amendment. Okay? And once you do that, you can ban all their free speech. But I thought it was rhetoric this morning when Ventura called and I heard the voice message. I thought, watch, this will just be some point to point out that the left's trying to take our free speech. They're the ones banning the words mother and father in entrance paperwork for schools. They're the ones saying masculinity is hateful and should be banned. They're the ones trying to restrict our free speech. They're the ones saying shut down talk radio. So if the left cared any about this, if Jill Stein didn't put out tweets praising Fidel Castro as an amazing humanitarian, the guy is one of the biggest mass murderers in history. And I'm sorry, I like Jesse Ventura. I've known him 10 years. I was in two seasons of a TV show. I've traveled the country with him. But he just has kind of gone leftist. And I'll get him on tomorrow if he wants to come on, or today. Hell, call him. I haven't had time. But it's frustrating. I don't agree with Trump on, well, you ought to give, you know, the FBI the code to these shooters in San Bernardino's phone. I mean, they got a warrant. The FBI is manipulating the fact, and I'm not even attacking the FBI here, but they're manipulating the fact that Trump is not technical. That's one of his only blind spots. He doesn't understand that they wanted the code keys to everybody's iPhone. Okay? He's also wrong on torture. Look, if I was out in the battlefield like Joe Biggs has been, and some ISIS folks had just used a kid with a suicide bomb to blow up some people, I would probably get angry and torture them. The point is that it would not be premeditated. Because I've talked to family that's been there before. When they set a kid on fire to get the helicopters to land, they try to blow the helicopters up. And then I talked to my family who just admitted they went ahead and just tortured the people to find out what else they were up to, so they'd stop them. I get the point that happens at the time. The thing is, you cannot sit there and premeditate it all, or you become ISIS, you become Al-Qaeda. But I get the fog of war. So Trump is so honest, which is refreshing. On one hand, it's very refreshing. On the other hand, though, you can't just say, well, we're only going to torture ISIS or Al-Qaeda because I'm the president and the troops will do it if I tell them to. Well, of course they'll do it if you tell them to. It's still ongoing. Obama never stopped it. He's just now aiding the very jihadis. So the issue is the globalists hate him because he wants to cut taxes, secure the border, do favorable trade deals to end the globalist system that is 50 times more evil than Fidel Castro and 100 times worse than Donald Trump. All of us have problems, but I'm telling you, there's a reason they're so hysterical. But is he giving people red meat? Why is Trump coming out and making these statements saying maybe a year in jail, maybe deport you? Well, if you're actually in a lot of countries and you're not a citizen and you burn their flag or you do stuff, they do say we're deporting you. So I'm totally for that. I mean, if you don't want to be here, but look at the universities, look at the colleges, look at the culture. It's all anti-American. We're being conquered by globalists, folks. Nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag. If they do, there must be consequences, perhaps loss of citizenship or a year in jail. Yeah, but you can take that so far as I've heard people bitch out folks at 4th of July because they've got red, white, and blue American flag tablecloths. You're disrespecting that. I mean, it gets to a cult level. The flag represents the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and those that fought and died for it. The blue is the sky and God. The stars are the states. The colonies previously, white is obviously for the original colonies, and then you've got the red that's for the blood, which also symbolizes the bandages. So you desecrate the flag, in my view, when you sit there and don't realize it's just a symbol of liberty. So you have to let folks do it. But I get where Trump's going. He's trying to go the opposite of politically correct to move the Overton window back to Americana. I understand what he's doing. I disagree with it, and it gives major fodder to people that are very proudly calling me up saying, see, I told you your boy Trump's bad. You see, if you were declaring Castro as a brutal dictator, then you'd have standing to say that. Saying maybe we should arrest people for a year that burned the flag and opening up a debate about it is not putting people in forced labor for 10 years for criticizing Fidel Castro. Just saying. Now, going back to this issue, the articles on Infowars.com, Trump trolls media into savaging Hillary Clinton. Hillary co-sponsored flag-burning bill in 2005, just like she sponsored a wall. Everything Trump does is very calculated to show what hypocrites these people are. President-elect Donald Trump trolled the media into unwittingly condemning Hillary Clinton by adopting her position on U.S. flag-burning. Trump tweeted this out early today, which sounds similar to the Flag Protection Act of 2005 that then Senator Hillary co-sponsored. She didn't just support it, she co-sponsored it. She pushed it. And so let's get Kit Daniels there in the InfoWars control room to get his take on this. We have Joe Biggs' take in studio. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, one thing that people need to realize about Donald Trump is that he uses rules of power to dominate. People say that he's not a politician, but he's been using methods of statecraft to craft his real estate business. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Sure, just like he said, oh, we're not going to, I'm not going to go after Hillary. I'm going to have foreign governments go after a foundation.
Yeah, you have people like Jesse Ventura, for example, that see something that Trump says or does. They criticize it, but they're looking at it like it's a game of checkers. Trump is playing ninth dimension chess. You know, that's why people like were like, oh, he's an outsider. You know, I talked to a girl that I met that was liberal a couple months back. She was like, no, we need politicians in politics. We don't need outsiders like Trump. but Trump is an outsider, but he knows exactly what he's doing.
He's
about.
An outsider, though, that's an insider with his own game. That's what InfoWars is. It's like Steve Bannon talked about it. He said the left never knew what hit him because they're not even the left. We're the return of Americana, renaissance, of enlightenment, of prosperity. If we can deliver, we will convert the entire country basically to Republican and take us back from the brink. That's the plan. That's why they're saying disassociate from Stephen Bannon, disassociate from Alex Jones, and then misrepresenting what Bannon and I have said. It's not going to hurt me if Trump, quote, disassociates with me, because if he goes sideways, then I'm protected. By sticking with Trump, I'm in the danger if he does go sideways. I don't need Trump. My audience doesn't need Trump. We're the ones that built the Liberty Movement for him to ride in on. And so he knows that.
Yeah, Alex, it's hilarious to me how Trump is forcing the left to not only defend the U.S. flag as far as free speech is concerned,
exactly.
But now they're are defending Americanism.
Exactly. Like, oh, so let's explain exactly. You're a genius. Quantify Kit Daniels. You said in your article what he's done. You just said it. He's forced him to defend the Republic. He's forced him to defend free speech. He's forced him to defend Americanism, not globalism.
Yeah, so basically what he did in his tweet, and his tweet's meaningless because it takes an act of Congress to do what he's trying to do.
It's not going
to
happen.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. But what he did was he basically took Hillary Clinton's 2005 flag protection bill, took some of that text out of that bill and tweeted it out. Now you got the leftist media, even some neoconservatives that are Hillary supporters in the media, attacking Trump for this position, but it was Hillary Clinton's original position. This
and again, he just hit the nail on the head. He forces them to defend free speech. He forces them to defend the flag. He forces them to come back from their anti-free speech position. Now he can say, you're the ones that authored it. Okay, and then why are you trying to ban all this other speech? Total, complete, as you said, three-dimensional chess, which is ninth dimensional. That's why, and I'm not just bragging, the media's figured this out now. He'll be giving a speech, I'll finish the sentence on live on air and obnoxiously. It's like we're synced up, because we are synced up in the real battle plan. This is incredible. Joe Biggs?
Yeah, I saw his tweet this morning. I was like, man, this is going to be epic. Because the left, you know, they're going to automatically come out and start attacking Trump. The right's so bad, you know, how could they do this? How could they not support free speech? You know, meanwhile, they forget that their darling golden girl, Hillary Clinton, back in 2005, proposed pretty much the exact same thing, but except hers was a year in jail or $100,000. And his
even worse than Trump. So let's do this. Let's put the headline out on top of this, or doppelgang it. Hillary, Trump has adopted Hillary's flag burning law. That's all. And try to get these robots to compute that.
But it was funny, though. Like, my video was basically based off the fact that the left was going to start attacking the right about it. And I just wanted to go, you know what? Look, she did this in 2005. You're eating your own words. You're literally going after him on something that your golden girl that you've been behind for the last year proposed. What is that? 2005, you know, years ago. I mean,
11 years ago.
Yeah, 11 years ago. So, I mean, I just thought it was hilarious. He's a master troll.
Absolutely. For a reason. He shows. Mm-hmm. He shows CNN and all these people and Hillary what jokes they are, because as Kit just said, he forces them now to defend Americana and free speech, something they've been trying to gang rape.
Yep. And it's funny, though, yesterday on Twitter, everyone's like, voter fraud doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. I was reading an article yesterday from a local news source in Ohio. There's a lady who was going to jail for 5 years for three elections in a row. Voted multiple times, and they found the proof that she did that. She's going to jail for 5 years. Voter fraud does exist.
Oh, I love how they say there's no illegal voters when seven states passed laws, but then the governors couldn't sign them. It's a violated federal law to let illegals vote. And cities like San Francisco said, we don't care, it's happening. They got caught all over the country, and then they have all these articles saying, Trump got his info from Alex Jones, he's wrong. He really lost the popular vote. Bull, Hillary stole five states. We've gone over the evidence. We had Beth Harris, who's a Democrat, on. She frickin' stole them and still lost. So try that on for size.
Well, the funny thing is, there was a whole bunch of these leftist celebrities came out yesterday tweeting out, well, I voted for Hillary Clinton 10 times. And another one's like, well, I voted for Hillary Clinton 11 times. And then it was 20 times. And everyone, it was all these verified accounts. And, you know, they're like,
what they're doing is they're flooding it because they know we have the Veritas videos of their insiders saying we have folks vote 10 times apiece. So they're just scrambling all that. They're so desperate to put up a smokescreen, but everybody knows how to identify the enemy. MSM liberal is the enemy. We know who the pack of liars are. Neocons, the enemy.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, at the end of the day, Hillary Clinton's going to go down as the world's largest sore loser ever in American politics.
That's right. And she's doing it through all these fronts like Jill Stein, who, again, put out these breathless tweets. Oh, Fidel was such a magical man, such a humanitarian. Oh, and he was having sex with five women a day and smoking cigars, living in palaces while everybody else starved. Oh, and he killed hundreds of thousands of people and launched wars in Angola and, you know, launched wars in South America and did all this. But, oh, the New York Times said he was sexy. Oh, he's so cute. Jill Stein praises Fidel Castro, a symbol of struggle for justice.
But they never once, no one got upset about them tweeting this out. I just found it.
Well,
but
I mean, she's all for voting integrity, but she wants a dictator.
But they attack Donald Trump when he goes, Fidel Castro is dead. And it's this huge, like, exclamation mark. Like, he was so excited. I even tweeted out, Fidel Castro is finally dead. You know, there were people in Miami that were celebrating, many which were going, Trump, 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 yelling.
Well, they take everything Trump does and they just reverse it as if it's something bad. Here's the deal. They've been delusional control freaks so long, believing they controlled us. They cannot believe now that we've broken free from them, and it's getting worse by the minute. The erosion of whatever little confidence that was left in them has now become beyond vestigial. It is transitory. It's like a vapor, something like a whiff of smoke you see in the sky. It's over. You're done. Someone asked both of you, and then I got to shift to other news. What happens in the next year, 2 years to Dinosaur Media? They're almost all completely bankrupt. They're being propped up. They couldn't deliver to the establishment despite everything they did. They're only getting more intense now. So where does this go?
Well, Alex, you remember that movie, THX 1138, at the end of the movie where the people are climbing up out of the tubes to reach the free world above them?
Yeah,
the robots that were like, come back, come back. That's pretty much what the mainstream media is now, because they're like, oh, come back. You know, we got to save you from the fake news that's out in the real world outside. And this whole
sure, it's an allegory of Plato's cave.
Exactly.
They're saying, we're over budget. Come back. It's safe down here. Don't go. And enough of us just move against it. They can't beat us.
Yeah, and the whole flag burning thing, this ties back into what I reported a couple of weeks ago about Donald Trump picking Priebus as his chief of staff. And people were like, why would you choose an establishment insider for that position of power? Well, it goes back to what I said about Louis XIV in his palace, where he moved all his nobles to live with him, and they never had time to conspire or even the privacy to conspire.
They always had them fighting with each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to say who else had that tactic, but Mr. H did that.
Yeah.
It's very Machiavellian.
Yeah. And people that your former enemies that, you know, if you put them in positions of power, they're going to be more grateful to you than your friends will be because, you know, you had the position to destroy them.
Sure. And they know where all the intrigue is.
Exactly.
And I agree with you to this point. If he starts waffling on the policies, then we go into complete, you know what mode.
Yeah. But like you said, he does have a blind spot with technicalities. That's the one thing about Trump that's been troubling me. You know, he's
and I've confirmed behind the scenes. It's like whenever the Veritas clip had come out of Hillary sending folks to terrorize his events in Chicago, he goes, we saw it on the clips. And they bring him just hundreds of news articles printed out in folders, and then they get like iPads and go, here are the clips, sir. And he sits there and watches them, and they hit the buttons for him. So I'm not putting Trump down, but he is 70 years old, folks, and he knows how to tweet. He does it on his phone, and that's it. He knows Twitter, and then that's it. And so they really use that against him. I wish he could take a course or something. Not that I have all the answers either. I mean, I'm not good at a lot of this stuff, but I tell you.
I think everybody knows that the mainstream media is dead. You know, I was just down in Florida for Thanksgiving, and, you know, that was one of the big states that we kept waiting on to be called on election night. Are they going to call it? It's so close. I just traveled up and down the West Coast and all the way down into the bottom part, almost around to the Keys. There are Trump stickers on almost every car. Trump signs in almost every lawn.
I wish there were around here.
It is completely and totally ridiculous. Everywhere I went, Trump hats on, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. I was sitting in the parking lot of a Walgreens, and I'm waiting on my fiance to go get some baby stuff that she wanted. And I'm sitting there. And there's people coming out of the Walgreens like, oh, my God, InfoWars, what are you guys doing in our town? We love Trump. Look at our hat. Look at our hat. Look at our hat. And everywhere we went, it was this huge, like, just Trump movement. So it makes me just so confused. I'm like, you know, if we really did a recount on a lot of these states, we would probably end up winning most of the states as a whole.
It's totally meant to discredit our free speech. All right, guys, thank you so much. It was good to have you in here. Good point. All right, I haven't gotten to all this yet. I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm going to re-mention it when we come back from break because it ties into everything we're talking about. This isn't InfoWars.com. This is the London Guardian. And for all its problems, it has some journalism left in it. Pope's possible deal with China to have state-run Catholic Church would betray Christ, says Hong Kong Cardinal. I mean, can you believe we've gotten the point where we're going to have the Pope who is this pro-globalist minion pushing a merger with communism? You can say what you want about Pope John Paul II and people, but my God, how far it slipped. But, you know, before I get to all this, because I'm having trouble breathing, I'm going to talk about something really important. I actually have my stack of news. We come back. It's about to happen.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. PrivatePowerGrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
become your masters of war.
We're back live. You know, the mainstream media tells us they don't know the motive of the Ohio State University machete attack yesterday. Even though he's a Somali jihadi, that's already come out in independent news. That's how dumb they think we are. But we actually have footage now for TV viewers, for radio listeners, I'll narrate this, of the jihadi who brought a knife to a gunfight. And by the way, it was a white cop shot the guy after he'd stabbed a whole bunch of people, critically injuring some of them. And they actually had the local mosque and Islamic leaders come out and say, "We notice it is a white officer. You did not let us engage in our holy jihad." I mean, I'm not kidding. The article's on Infowars.com. With the tweets and the comments from the Islamic leaders and the, quote, social justice warrior Islamicist in the area, "Oh, we notice it's a white officer. Very interesting. I don't care what color the officer is. Some guy's running around in a gun-free zone stabbing people." Now, I already printed this off before the show today to cover it. And it's such a big topic, I should spend a whole hour on it. And I think I'm going to spend some time in the third hour today on it. There was a movie came out that I saw when it came out in the theaters in 2008, called The Happening. And that's where trees get sick of people. It's an environmentalist movie. They start releasing toxins in their pollen to kill mammals. Now, I grew up in Dallas, and I had friends that wouldn't want to play baseball or football sometimes. They'd say, "Oh, I got allergies." I thought it was hypochondria. I thought it was made up. Ladies and gentlemen, I moved to Austin in high school, and I got sick for like a week. My mom said, "Yeah, you got cedar fever." Ladies and gentlemen, I was driving to work this morning, and almost the entire office is sick. And I had to begin to pull off the road. I was coughing so hard and couldn't breathe that I was basically vomiting in my car. In fact, vomit was coming up. And I'm here because this feels a lot better than being in bed. I am going to leave town tomorrow. In fact, I may move InfoWars out of Austin. They admit it is the headquarters of the worst allergies in the country. But here's the deal. My grandmother's from here. She's got allergies now. She's 91 years old, 92. People that never had them have got them. It is epidemic where people are dying. And it's the GMO. It's the chemicals. It tips our immune system over. We're getting so much artificial stuff, we can't handle things we always had before. It's epidemic. And I tied it into also to the 2006 film, Children of Men, where everybody is basically sterile. We've already reached that from Japan to the U.S. Most people are now sterile. Sperm counts are down 90%. The point is, no one's talking about it. We're living in a real movie where 90% of my office is super ill. A lot of folks are out. Everybody I talk to is the sickest in their life. People that have never had allergies. And I didn't have allergies until I was 17. Are in hell. I was up all night coughing. I busted a rib. I got a big swole rib from coughing. And I can hardly breathe. And I'm not bitching. The nutraceuticals I take, you know, made me lose weight and get healthier. But I'm gonna definitely get to the natural nutraceuticals I know that deal with the mold. But I've been doing the local honey and bee pollen and stuff, and it just ain't working, man. So I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I mean, it's that bad. I am being driven from Austin. I may have to move headquarters, everything. Because now the damn allergies are 12 months out of the year. Everybody's basically sick. It's the biggest business is allergies. I don't know what is going on, but it's getting bad. Speaking of supporting the broadcast, we've got free shipping sent through today with promo code FREE. We have Cyber Monday sent today with 50% off on Coil Silver, 30% off from Mel Vitality. Great books, videos, materials. InfoWarsStore.com is what funds this independent media operation. I don't know exactly what's going on, but man, everybody knows what I'm talking about. We're just conditioned to accept all this. I'm not. So thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella sign. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical sign. Amazing supplements there. Call toll free, 888-253-3139. I literally could not talk during the break. I mean, this is like not being able to breathe, folks. This is like having asthma. I mean, I've never experienced asthma, but now I know what it's like. Where, I mean, I can't breathe sometimes for like 60 seconds. I'm turning blue here. This is not fun.